And Simon Tafresh Mem Tesiv Beis, the Mechaber says, V'chein Sha'ol B'yom Rishon, a Bar Esrog on the first day is Pasol Mishum to be on Lachem, because we require Kachtem Lachem, that it be a Lulav and Esrog that belongs to you, so if you borrow it from someone, it's no good. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham, the Prima Gadim, would say that, yeah, L'chadchila, if you borrow an Esrog from someone, the person who you borrow it from should state clearly that he's giving it as a Matana Amasa Hachzir, that it be given as a gift on condition that the person return it. But b'di'evet, if you borrow it stam, just giving it to him in order to be yotzei the mitzvah with it, so you will be yotzei, even though the mechaber says that you're not yotzei with a shawl. Say the achronim that you really are yotzei with a shawl if it's with the intent of being yotzei the mitzvah with it, because mistama, they assume that he gave it to you in the fashion that you'd be able to be mutter with it, meaning in the form of matana amanas lahachzir. So the Shulchan Aruch, when he says that it's not yotzei, that must be talking about where he said clearly that he's only giving it to him Torah She'ela as bar and lending it, but not as a matan am nasa'achzir. Or it's talking about where the person is giving it doesn't know the halacha that you're not yotzei with Sha'ul. Then he for sure won't be yotzei either. That is what the Mishnah Berurah brings. Rama says, "Va'mudr hana mech lulav shel chaveiro." If you take a neder that you're not going to benefit from your friend's lulav, omi lulav shel atzmo, or your own lulav, any yotzei biyom rishon lulav shelachem. So you're not yotzei with that lulav on the first day because it's not called shelachem. So even though we paskin mitzvah savle hanos nitnu, and therefore this isn't called Hanan, should be okay to use it, you're still not going to be able to use it on the first day because it's not called Lachem. But from then on, second day and on, where you don't require Lachem, so you would be allowed to be Yotzei even with an Isser Hana Esrog, because this is not called getting Hana from it. Siv Gimel. Sorry, the Aruch HaShulchan points out that even though if you took a neder, you could always just be shawl on the neder, undo the neder, still, as long as you haven't been shawl on it, it's not called lachem. But if you shook the lulav and then were shawl on the neder afterwards to uproot it, that would work, because a chacham is able to be oker a neder back to when the neder was originally taken. As well, this is only if you said konam hanas lulav alai, that you'd be mutter to take it because of mitzvah sab lehanas nida. But if you said konam lulav l'nitilaso alai, son Shulchan Aruch earlier in Hilchos Shoshana said that you're not allowed to use it for a mitzvah, even though mitzvah sab lehanas nida. Siv Gimel, chen shel nidachas, a lulav from an ir nidachas, is also going to be aser, because since it needs to be burned, and the pasuk says kol shalat tikvot, that you need to burn everything from the irni dachas, and a lulav requires a shear of four tfachim, since it's going to be burned, we say the rule of kol omed lisrof kisarif dami, that it's as though it's already burned, and therefore it's going to be pasul every day, because you don't have the shear, not because of lachem, but just because you don't have a shear. Ishal ashera, if it's a lulav from an ashera tree, which is an avodah zarah, shal yisrael, which belong to a Jew, that is going to be puzzle. Since, Mishnah Berurah explains, since a non-Jew is not able to be a mevatel avodah zarah that belongs to a Jew, once again it's going to be burned, and you don't have the shear, and therefore it's going to be puzzle all the days of Sukkot. Avos shel avodos kochavim, l'chachila lo yitol, a non-Jew's lulav, which he served avodah zarah with l'chachila, you shouldn't use, but im natal yatzam yom rishon ve'elach delo be'inan lachem. From then on, if you use it after the first day, that's okay, because from the first day on, you don't require lachem, so it'll be okay. You don't need to take another lulav. And even if the non-Jew was not mevatel it, and therefore it's usher to eat and to get hana from, still, since you can, the bittel would allow it to be used for hana, so therefore it's not really necessarily going to be burned, because at any point a non-Jew would be able to be remove its avodah zarah status. And you using it is not called hana because of mitzvah sav lehanas nitnu. So lemaisa, since you don't require lachem for the rest of the sukkis, you would be able to use a non-Jew's lulav from the second day on. Darma says the afkash shel miskaven liskosbo, only if you didn't intend to acquire it. Avol miskaven liskosbo, if you intended to acquire it, havi leshal yisrael teino yotze, then it belongs to a Jew, and you're not yotzei with avodah zarah that belongs to a Jew. Dafka kodem shenis batal, only before they removed avodah zarah status. Om nis batal biyad akam, if a non-Jew already removed avodah zarah status, afilu mechavin liskos bo achar kach, yotzei b'diavet, even if you intended, the Jew intended to acquire it afterwards, he will be yotzei. And it says, ayin le'el semen tuf kuf pei vav, but the Mishnah Berurah explains that over there, the Rambam brings that there's some armachmir, even on a non-Jew stuff, not to be yotze with it afilu b'di'eved before he has actually been mevatel l'shem avodah zarah from it.